You're listening to SBS News.
In the sleepy medieval city of Utrecht, streets were empty, but fear was thick in the air. A city in lockdown after a man shot dead three commuters on a train and injured five on Monday. Police quickly identified the accused shooter as Turkish man Gökmen Tanis. They issued a CCTV image of him from the tram, warning the public not to approach him. Mayor Jan Fonsein broke the news to residents as the situation unfolded, sending his thoughts to the relatives of the victims and to people who witnessed the shooting.
We cannot rule out, or stronger we are, working on the assumption of a terrorist motive. For the time being, we are talking about one perpetrator, but we cannot rule out that there are more. For one, the identity has been hunted down and this has been announced.
Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte called a crisis meeting and security was boosted across the Netherlands. Public transport was shut down and places of worship closed for the day. The attack comes just days after 50 people were shot and killed at two mosques in New Zealand.
Een daad van terreur is een aanval op onze beschaving.
An act of terror is an attack on our civilization, on our tolerant and open society. Should this indeed be an act of terror, then there is only one fitting answer. That answer is that our state, our democracy, are stronger than fanaticism and violence.
Onze democratie sterker zijn dan fanatisme en geweld.
Police conducted raids in several locations before locating the suspect. Police officer Rob Funbray confirmed Tanis was then arrested. A Turkey state-run news agency, which quoted relatives of the gunman, claim he had fired at a relative on the tram and then shot others who tried to help her. Justice Minister Ferd Grapperhaus says a serious investigation into the incident will ensue.
It is important that now the independent investigation will thoroughly go through. And yes, this suspect was known within the Justice Department. He had a criminal record. That is indeed what we know. I can give no more details, but rest assured, we will take this investigation upon us very intensively.
After Tanis's arrest, the National Counter-Terrorism Agency reduced the threat level across the Netherlands. Gun killings are rare in Utrecht, as elsewhere in the Netherlands. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.